Davis Radio Theater Flyby.
Hey, Janie, get you another gin and tonic?
Oh, no thanks, Anitra.
So what you doing?
I'm supposed to write a script for radio theater about the recall and gubernatorial election.
Oh, fun. What an amusing subject with the unpredictable reversals of events and the wild array of zany novelty candidates.
Yeah, but I'd like to make some sense of it all. Form some sort of coherent political commentary.
Oh, you're no fun.
This is more than just an opportunity for cheap yucks. There's real issues at stake here.
Oh, poo.
This election could have a real impact on our future.
Oh, amen, Preacher
Jay. The future of our state.
Harsh my buzz, soapbox.
But I have nothing. No idea.
Just loosen up. This is a happening place, you know. No telling who might just drop in for a drink.
God, what a corny setup.
Hey, Sinitra, what's going on? You gorgeous, glamorous, wisecracking bartender, sacco celebrity.
Oh, no.
Pour me a schnapps over steroids, would you? Man, do I need
it. Hey, you big freak. What's the word?
I need to bring my numbers up. My numbers are flat. That Bustamante guy, he won't get out of my way. Why would they vote for that guy? What the hell can he bench press?
This is whack.
You know my wife, Maria.
How are you?
As well as one might expect, with all of Arnold's past sexual excesses and youthful indiscretions now being dredged up in the press.
Oh, not like your Kennedy relatives, right?
Not quite the same, my dear. Sometimes I wonder if I made a mistake marrying outside of my class.
Maria, you talk like the Kennedys are the freaking Osbergs.
Hey, time was when California was a great state.
Oh, it's that dreadful little man
Tom
again.
Tom McClintock, he's been following me around the polls all day.
Time was when California had low taxes. Time was when California had lots and lots and lots of jobs.
Yeah.
No, really, time was when we had no problems. Time was when everything was swell because there was no workman's compensation. Time was when you never had to deal with those darn injured and crippled and sick people, because time was when that was their own darn problem. Because time was when you figured it was their own fault or whatever. Time was when we never had to think about people who were poor or, different.
Just shut up, McClintock. You're a
monotonous, one-dimensional right-wing hack.
You're a monotonous, one-dimensional right-wing hack.
Time was when it was good to be a monotonous, one-dimensional right-wing hack.
A tedious ignoramus, pandering to the media's urge for moronically simplistic sound bites.
A tedious ignoramus, pandering to the media's urge for moronically simplistic sound bites.
Time was when moronically simplistic sound bites are what people liked. How about this? Cartax.
Shut up, McClintock. You screw up everything. You're just a
spoiler.
A spoiler.
You're a spoiler.
No, you're a spoiler.
No, you're a spoiler.
No, you're a spoiler.
No, you are a spoiler.
You need to drop out of the race.
No, you drop out.
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 Arnold is much better at pandering to the media's urge for moronically simplistic sound bites.
Right, I'm much better at pandering to the media's urge for moronically simplistic sound bites.
What?
I have to be careful, because sometimes Maria's residual liberal tendencies conflict with the messages the Pete Wilson people are beaming into my head from the secret control center in San Diego.
Say what?
Pete Wilson and his staff of campaign advisors tell Arnold what to think and say.
They beam commands directly into my head. It's kind of weird. Listen to my ear. You can hear them talking. George Shultz just went out for coffee, and Pete Wilson is at the controls, covering for him till the next guy's shift.
Oh, weird.
Anyway, we all know what Gray Davis has done to California. California is in a terrible fiscal crisis.
Yeah, but isn't the fiscal crisis the result of massive costs incurred by the energy deregulation fiasco?
I don't speak Italian.
And wasn't it the Republicans who unanimously passed the legislation that deregulated California's energy market? What about Vice President Cheney's secret meetings with top energy executives to formulate national energy policy? And it was the Bush-dominated Federal Regulatory Energy Commission that refused to force the energy pirates to properly compensate California for creating artificial energy shortages.
I don't know anything about that. Talk to the hand.
But you were at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills 2 years ago, where you and former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon and junk bond king Michael Milken met secretly with former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay, who was touting a plan for manipulating the state's energy crisis.
You call this light-hearted satire?
Yeah, Jay. That's about as funny as a box of dead puppies. Hey, look. Here comes Gray Davis.
Hi. You may know me as the charismaless robot with an open palm for vested corporate interests who let the state be pillaged by Enron during the phony energy crisis 3 years ago. But I'm still Gray Davis, your only viable alternative to a takeover by the same neoconservative Machiavellians who wrecked our state finances and energy system to begin with and destabilized California as part of the overall scheme to crush even the loyal client opposition.
Great, we're saved.
It's not fair. I have to run against Bustamante and McClintock. Gray Davis is the only one I should have to take on. You and me, Gray Davis, one-on-one, the battle of the cyborgs.
Not that simple, Arnold.
I could beat you one-on-one. Total recall time. I'm the Terminator. Game over, Davis. Hasta la vista, baby. Game over.
Says you, Gumby.
What's going on out there?
It's that gosh dang Peter Camejo trying to get in. Stop him, Cruz.
Oh, don't let him in here.
Lock the door. If he gets in here, he'll spoil
Pete,
everything.
It's Camejo, Pete. Tell me what to do, Pete. Tell me what to do.
Oh, my God. He wants to talk about establishing a fair tax structure.
Go away, Camejo. We won't listen to you. Talk to the hand, Camejo. You can't come in here. Only viable candidates are allowed in this skit.
Time wasn't only viable candidates were allowed in the political satire.
You stay out there with the porn guys and the strippers and the little TV sitcom hobbits and Elvis impersonators and libertarians and all those other freaks. You're not viable.
So why are only jerks viable?
Of course, my dear. Anyone with a financial background can obviously run for governor, like myself. I'm Larry Flynn.
Oh, God.
You dress well, but I can still kick it.
My ties were kicked by the legal...
I could go for a
can't even say it, can you?
You need to drop out of the race.
No, you drop out.
Well, no, you drop out.
No, you drop out.
Take my ties. Another step in the Republican conspiracy to take fairly thick Democratic ties.
I'd vote for him if he had stood an actual chance.